That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. I want to say at the outset here that it's a blessing to be able to preach with a group that is has so many, as Jeff would say, scholars. Just hungry and students of the Bible yourselves, to be able to sit in your classes as well and be edified, and to be able to preach to you knowing that you're engaging the text, and it's exciting to hear your thoughts about things like 1 John as we work through it. So I just want you to know, it's a blessing to be able to do that here. Even in a time on a Sunday when we feel so many are gone, there's still so many here who are good, serious Bible students. So I really do sincerely appreciate and excited about that. How do you describe your faith? Out of humility, I think some of you would say it's not as it should be. But I guess many of you would also add that you think it's growing, it's stronger than it once was, and you expect your faith to grow in the future. But as Christians receiving this letter had recently had their faith shaken, John has an answer to this question for them, for how they going to say in chapter 5 that it is a conquering faith. That faith itself is a conquering thing, and that he describes more than once in the letter, they are conquerors, that they are overcome. We sing faith victory, which comes from 1 John 5. Consider this final section of 1 John as a summation of what we everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Talking about love before there. Through 12, he's going to say a little bit more.
of a God who,
so far,
save us. So he says,
and blood, and what he's talking about, there are different to his baptism, the beginning of his public ministry, almost certainly, regardless of the different view you might have, number of positions you could take, is referring in one way or another to.
Doesn't they can include these up.
The love of our heart does not condemn us.
Have him. And that wasn't really explained.
And so like we've done a number of times, we use other parts of
and other letters or ask God for
anything, and he'll just give us anything. Because we don't want to soften, we don't want to weaken Scripture. Because it might be. This kind of language. But we, I think, we keep it in context of what we're talking about, this relationship we have. And here this passage says, according to his will. And again, reading just honestly,
of God. also many cattle. Like, what's that there?